What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connection Friday edition. It is the 10th day of March, 2006, and my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I am with you here for a couple of segments of interesting discussion, talk, news, information, learning. Geez, you know, we do all kinds of stuff on the French Connection, and I've been scanning the news today, and looks like they are throwing George Bush to the wolves, which means very, very little to anybody who knows the real people that are doing the bad stuff. George Bush is nothing more than a meat puppet, meaning he is a front man for a mafia. And he is the front man in the mafia in the United States, him and Dick Cheney and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Fife and Ladine, and it goes down the list. But George Bush is too stupid to wipe his own behind. Most of his time is spent chasing down bald homosexual men for rendezvous in the White House. So, as far as him being in charge of anything or deciding anything, the decisions come from Heinz Kissinger, another well-known homosexual sicko. But as we have discussed in the past here, I mean, this is going to shock some of you if you've just tuned into the French Connection for the first time. But I'm calling for the arrest of all of these people, the whole shooting match. I'm calling for the arrest of every executive of all the media companies and their boards of directors and their top management. Calling for the arrest of everyone involved in the National Federal Reserve System. It's not a government system, ladies and gentlemen. It's private, if you didn't already know that. All of them arrested, all of them held and charged with treason, all of them. They are working for foreign governments. They have been for a very long time, and we should go down the list while we're at it of all the main congressmen and senators in our country and put them all under indictment and then sort out the mess later. And if any of them are ultimately, when they are ultimately convicted, they should pay the ultimate penalty. Because, like it or not, these same people have forced us into a war. Yes, they have. It was a war of their choosing. It was a war of their inventing. But a war nonetheless. And treason during a time of war is punishable by death. And I believe that these people, if convicted, should pay the ultimate price. And that would be to be death penalty. That's right. Confiscate all the wealth of their families, every single one of them. Have them live in the abject poverty they're subjecting three-quarters of our nation to. And then we should turn around and declare all-out war on Israel. I'm talking about full-scale carpet bombing of the entire nation. I'm talking about blowing it up a hole so deep that it would take an explorer team weeks to get to the bottom of the crater. I'm talking about never again having to deal with these treacherous scoundrels from this sick, sick nation. Sick beyond measure, ladies and gentlemen. It has been involved in murdering Americans and people around the world for generations. They are. The people that have formed this country are the same, very same people who started World War One, World War Two, the Armenian slaughter and massacre. They started the Vietnam conflict and kept it going and profited from it. They attacked our 9/11 building, the World Trade Center. Ladies and gentlemen, this country, this horrible, horrible septic sore that is oozing in the Middle East, that is demanding we support them in the murder of other people, is a criminal nation run amok, run by a mafia, controlled by a mafia, paid for, supported by, and executed with mafia money. And they are in, we as a human species need to eradicate ourselves of this cancerous sore on our earth. And that's what I believe. And it is not all Jewish people. And I'm calling for Jews across the United States and Europe to join with me in the elimination of this horrible, horrible country. Yes, I am. And there are tens of thousands of Jews who've spoken out. Tens of thousands. We've pointed to their books. Arthur Koestler, Jewish. Benjamin Friedman, Jewish. Myron Fagan, Jewish. I mean, come on, guys. Listen to any of these. Finkelstein, Shostakovich. How many do you want? You want the list? You want the long list? There's lists of them, ladies and gentlemen. These people know the kinds of criminals that have been running and perpetrating what they've done against the Palestinian people and against all peoples of the Middle East and the world for generations. We are all aware of it. I'm aware of it. Eric's aware of it. The rest of the world has a sense that this rogue nation is a cancer, and they need to be cut out of our planet. Now, I'm calling for nothing short of action on these people before they do more damage to our world, before they're allowed to foment other horrible acts against other people, before they're able to lie us into a war with Iran, before they're capable of hitting us with missiles from their location, missiles that our corrupt government supplied them with and paid for with our tax dollars, before they start another battle between us and another nation, before they spread biological weapons around the world and trade military secrets to China again, not for the first time, but again, and get caught for the 50th time spying on the United States. Not the first time, not the 20th time, the 50th time spying on our country and murdering our people. 9/11 was an inside Mossad job with Zim moving and dancing Israelis and insider trading and all Jewish ownership to the top levels of it, all Zionists, ladies and gentlemen. Zionism is the cause. Zionism is the reason. Zionism is the sickness. It is a cancer, and we have to kill it as we would any rabid animal. If a rabid animal was attacking you, you'd have to shoot it where it stood. Nothing short is being called for today here against Israel. They are a sickness and a plague on the human condition. And I want them eliminated and stopped immediately. Now, they've had people come to my door here. They've had threats made to me. They've had people saying they're going to poison me. They've had all, you know, the bottom line is, they may do any one of those things, but it's not going to stop. The truth is known now. People have awakened to all of these facts. Their farce is melting away. People don't trust what they say anymore. When they squawk anti-Semitism, people know it's bull. Helmut Kohl, ladies and gentlemen, said that the Holocaust is a hoax. Helmut Kohl, President, Chancellor of Germany, four times. It's a hoax, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Now, why would they commit these kind of crimes against humanity? For power and greed and control. Power, greed, control. Do you get it yet? Do you understand why the media is controlled by these people so they can perpetrate these crimes? When are you going to say that enough is enough? When are you going to start wondering when our world is going to improve? When illnesses such as gay cowboys are going to win Academy Awards on our television screens while they're sending your children to go die breathing in depleted uranium, all designed by the same sack of manure. All of it. And when you're going to figure out that they had you borrow money into sickness levels unknown to our country ever, and they're going to pull a rug out from under the financial system. When are you going to realize? When are you going to make the connection? When are you going to put one dot to the other? When is it going to, when are you going to wake up, you the American people, and just to see how long we've been putting up with this and how far down this path we have allowed these people to take us? Ben Friedman says it best. Pass him around. If you need to, put him on disc. Leave them on bus stops, put it in cars, on windshield wiper blades, wherever. Send out that speech in emails, in chat rooms, put links to it, put everything out there. Lorraine Day, an educating chief surgeon at one of California's best medical institutes in San Francisco, knows the truth. Yeah. Dennis Halliday, Secretary General of the United Nations mission in Iraq for 7 years, knows the truth. Ray McGovern knows the truth. I know the truth. Everyone knows. We know. Time to pull this cancer out from our midst and get rid of it once and for all. And I'm calling on everybody to begin to look beyond Cheney and Bush, beyond Wolfowitz and Pearl, beyond Crystal and Ladine and Fife. Fife, his name's Fife, it should be filth. Look beyond these vomitous sacks of goo. And Ari Fleischer, start looking to where the real power is at the Lubavitch. Start looking where the real power is held. The Shabbat Lubavitch, ladies and gentlemen, powering forward these homicidal maniacs. I've had enough, have you? Time to do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, after this break, we've got a guest coming up. I'm going to hold off on announcing that guest until we find out if she's going to be available. But after this break, we'll make the phone call, and we'll see if we can't bring her up, and there we are.
Scotch and soda, but in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my, do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell.